WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
Chicago area food pantries continue to experience a higher need than normal. They're grappling with issues like state and federal funding cuts, rising grocery prices, and the upcoming holidays. Sun-Times reporter Mariah Rush joined WBEZ's Lisa Labas to tell us how food pantries are getting by.
So talk us a little bit through the food pantry climate right now. What are some of the reasons there is higher demand this season?
So yeah, there's a few things going on, and it kind of started a few months ago, the food pantries are saying. So number one, there's President Donald Trump's midway blitz immigration enforcement effort here in Chicago, which has caused some people to want to shelter in place and not go to work and therefore not have money to get groceries. And then there's the more recent government shutdown that affected when SNAP benefits would be going out. And then in the last few months, even the last year or so, grocery prices have been climbing higher and higher. There's been more layoffs, higher unemployment rate, and that's all combining to be kind of the perfect storm for Chicago.
What about funding cuts? How much have funding cuts impacted the food supply at pantries this year?
Yeah, there's been federal and state funding cuts that happened earlier this year. So federal cuts actually sliced the Greater Chicago Food Depository's budget by $500 million, and that depository gives food to other pantries like Nourishing Hope. So that funding cut sliced Nourishing Hope supply by 13%, so they are given less food as a result. And then separately, state funding to the organization this year was reduced from $500,000 to $100,000.
And how does this demand compare with last year at this time?
So the demand's a lot higher. Nourishing Hope Food Bank CEO Mitzi Baum told me they're preparing to spend double their annual budget. They were originally budgeting for $408,000 for food this year. But due to this reduced supply from federal and state cuts and the huge need from Chicago area residents, she anticipates spending more than twice that amount, nearly $1 million, to provide what she says is a consistent experience throughout their distribution programs. So far in 2025, Nourishing Hope has given about 5 million pounds of food. Last year, the food pantry distributed 6 million pounds of food, but so far in the last 2 weeks, demand's jumped by 25%. They're looking to outpace distribution from last year.
So if I want to help, if people listening want to help, you know, what are some things they can do? Like, what are some of the more highly requested items that I could donate?
Honestly, what I've been hearing from food pantries is that financial support is very welcomed. If that's not able to be done, then they've been low on things like snacks and bread. And then as Thanksgiving's coming up, they're always looking for things for the turkey drive.